we now have Mr. Floris Kleine, all the way from Amsterdam, the Netherlands. He wrote a story in this anthology, and it's called Meeting the Sculptor. Floris, welcome to the Dragon Page.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you with us to chat about it all the way from across the world, as it would be. But instead of talking about a geography lesson, as much fun as that would be, tell me about your story, Meeting the Sculptor.
Well, Meeting the Sculptor is about a man in his 30s. He's an alcoholic. He's lonely. He's made kind of a mess of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets a visit from a time traveler, actually a time-traveling aesthete, who offers him to take him back to the exact moment when his life turned to issue.
Oh, wow.
Great.
So a time traveler comes up and says, I can fix all your problems, loser. Come with me.
Exactly. Well, it's not a hard choice, of course.
Yeah.
Is that he's an amoral artist, this time traveler. So he doesn't necessarily have the best interest of the protagonist in mind.
Yeah, I would imagine he's trying to get something else out of it. And I would imagine that it doesn't quite go the way the protagonist wants.
Not at all, no.
It never does. We see these things and see these things in all this sci-fi, and nobody seems to take any clues from it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm relatively certain if anybody ever walked up to you and said, I've got a time machine, want to go? Science fiction says your answer should be no, categorically.
Exactly.
Because it will either wind up bad for you or you'll blow up the Earth. You know, it's just
one of the two.
Well, that's an interesting story, and it obviously gathered enough praise and admiration of the judges of the Writers of the Future Award to give you the first place award for that.
Yes, so it did, and I was obviously very happy with that, because there's a lot of recognition, but it's also a professional sale, so that's very good for a beginning author's career, as well as a great feeling to win this award and also to be able to fly to Seattle this year for a week and meet all the other winners.
Now, this is since you are not in the United States and you are outside of the country, is this just a story that's going to be published inside the U.S. or is this a worldwide publication? Are you going to be able to get it in the Netherlands?
Well, that's one of the great kicks I got last year, because last year I was a finalist and was also published in the Volume 20 anthology. The Writers of the Future anthology is distributed worldwide, so there's actually a bookstore about 10 minutes by bike from my house where I can buy the book that contains my story.
Or you can drag all your friends down there and say, see, that's my name on this book, so...
Well, how did you get the idea that I didn't?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know the feeling, definitely. So tell us a little bit about this. I know that the contest is for beginning writers. How much of a beginning writer are you, Floris?
Well, nobody's ever a beginning writer, because I think being a writer starts way before you actually learn how to write a story. But I've been writing short stories since I was 12, I think, and I'm 35 now, so mm-hmm. Count them. But it was only in 2000 when I had to accept that in Holland, in writing in Dutch, there is just no market for science fiction, none at all.
Really?
In 2000, I switched to the English language, and that got me my first story sale, but only one before I entered the Writers of the Future contest, because... you can't enter if you have more than two sales on your name.
Oh, I see. Now, switching writing from Dutch to English, did you write the story in Dutch and then translate it to English, or did you write everything in English?
I wrote everything in English. I don't believe in translations. They're all usually horrible.
I'm just amazed that people can actually do that, actually talk and write and function in two different languages. I'm such the crappy American.
Oh,
I really am.
You know, I understand that. I have a hard enough time with the own language. So,
so the Dutch fans or the fans of Dutch literature aren't into science fiction, but do they read science fiction in English in the Netherlands?
Well, there are original English publications in the stores here. There's also translations of English works. But other than that, there aren't really any Dutch writers who write the stuff.
That is interesting, because I know that Star Trek has a fairly strong following over there. You'd think science fiction would be more prevalent in the area.
Well, it is kind of prevalent, but because it's such a small country, we have like 15 million people. spread over an area as large as New York City.
Right.
And so there isn't really a market for it for original Dutch work.
Yeah, plus
no publisher dares.
Well, and there's the fact that you guys are constantly worried if the dikes are going to break or not.
Well, that too, obviously. I mean, we can only write in our downtime from holding the dikes up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. You got your Wednesdays and Thursdays full plugging the holes and.
true. Yeah.
So I've asked the same question of the other authors on the show, and I'll do it one more time for you too, Flora. So now that you're a published author, you're out there, your book's on the shelf, you've quit the job, you're living the high life now?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I drive limos and like five beautiful women around me at all times. No, I have a day job. I have a four-day job. I quit Wednesdays in order to be able to write more, because this is what the contest did do, was give me a very good drive to write more.
Yeah, a reason.
Congratulations for giving up a day of your day job. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's kind of an investment too, because my boss wouldn't pay me the day.
Yeah,
quit.
There you go.
But I'll write about you. Well, actually, there's one very important thing here. When we first started this conversation, audience, Flora said that bookstore was, about 5 minutes or 10 minutes by bike. So, yeah, authors are working people. It's not always luxury to get things out there. What's next on the plate for you, Flora? So are you extending this story, or are you starting a new project?
Well, when I flew to Seattle this summer, I had a number of unfinished stories that I still need to finish now. I finished one already, which needs submitting now to I think it's going to go to Fancy and Zeph first.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a Halloween story for my writer's group, and I have a plan, and I want to start in November or December for a novel-length sequel to the winning story from last year.
Aha.
Which was a fantasy story.
Are you a little intimidated by writing 100,000 words?
I'm terrified, really. I'm also terrified by having to outline the whole thing and planning it in advance and everything, because I just do shorts by the seat of my pants, and
having
a novel needs a lot of planning.
Have you been reading up on some of the experts like Terry Brooks and so forth who have tips on how to write and following some of the advice of the masters?
Well, I haven't been reading up on it, but a lot of the workshop in Seattle, the Writer of the Future workshop, is about professionalizing, also about techniques of writing, and so also about planning novels and everything. Basically, what I did was interview every single successful author I met until one gave me the answer I wanted to hear.
There you go.
Because there's as many methods as there are writers.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got their own style.
Yeah.
Floris, do you read science fiction and fantasy as well as write it?
No, I think it's very boring. No, yes, I read a lot, absolutely. Yes, I read. My favorite author is, I am afraid to admit, a Scottish man. He's Ian Banks.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
I love him, and I was lucky enough to get a week of workshopping with Timothy Powers, who wrote five of my favorite fantasy novels.
Wow, that's that had to be kind of a dream come true for a variety of reasons. A, you get to meet your heroes, and B, you're there because you're published.
Exactly, yeah. I had a freakish experience after the awards gala of having Tim Powers ask me for my autograph.
Oh,
that's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's got to be a little table turner. That's quite the challenge. Quite the challenge.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Friends and family, now that you're a published author, what do they think? Any different of you, or are you still that guy who spends too much time jotting things down on paper?
Well, no, they don't really think differently of me, except the fact that I've developed the habit of asking me, how's your book coming along?
Yeah, that's one less conversation starter they have now. Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes things complicated. Well, Floris, thank you very much for spending the time with us today.
Yeah, it was fun.
Folks, the story in the book is Meeting the Sculptor, and that, of course, is part of the Writers of the Future anthology here for 2005. And we will be back with more Dragon Page cover to cover right after this.